Care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday, Nevada and five other states within the Colorado River Compact outlined a proposed series of Colorado River cuts in a signed letter to the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. I had never heard of them until probably today. A guy who I'll bet you knows what they do is our good buddy Scott Hammond, the state senator from Nevada District 18, and he joins us. This is something that never makes it on to talk shows like this because it's not sexy and most people don't know much about it, including talk show hosts. Tell me what's going on here.
Yeah, so the Colorado River Compact, obviously, it was something that was signed many, many years ago before Nevada, for Las Vegas in particular, was of any size. And we did not get a large amount of that Colorado River water. A lot of it went to California, and a lot of it goes to their agriculture. That's why they have it. Arizona got a portion of it. Of course, we have to make sure that Mexico gets some of it as well. We have had problems over the last few years with the drought situation, and we were asked to find ways to conserve the water. Now, for years, Nevada and Arizona, I think Nevada more so than any other state, somewhat in Arizona, has tried to mitigate the water loss by conserving more water, and that's what we've done really well. I mean, we recycle more of our water. We don't even use our allotment to be, I don't think a lot of listeners will know that, but we don't even use our whole allotment. That's how well we recycle. That's how well we use. That's how much we've mitigated by taking out grass from the front yards. There's a lot of things that we have done so the Nevada Water Authority has been involved. We've done a lot to do that. Now, we, as one of the signatories on the Colorado River Compact, we are trying to figure out a way that we can all do a better job, and includes California. And so five of those six states, as you mentioned, signed, or is it six out of seven? So we, along with five others, signed it. And then the only one, and this is the elephant in the room, right, is California, who I believe is the biggest user of water. Until they get on board with these changes and these mitigation steps, I don't know how much we're going to accomplish. They have got to get on board, and I think the rest of us have got to really force their hands. That to me is one of the, a huge goal, and that the reclamation folks at the federal level, that they've got to get them to sit down at the table and say, yeah, we're going to be a part of this. So I really feel like that's going to have to happen before we see significant improvements in the water. And I know a lot of people are saying, look, California has already, declared that the drought is over. At least that's what I keep hearing. We did get a significant amount of water from the storms that just kept coming one after another after another. The snowpack is high, at least in the Sierra Nevada. I believe that that we're going to see a significant level of snowpack in the Rockies. But of course, the melt, the thaw that happens in the spring will really determine how much of that water makes its way down into our Southern Nevada water systems, including Lake Mead, and that'll tell us where we are with the drought. But even though all these things are happening and you had that compact that was signed by 6 out of 7, I still feel like what we've done in the past and what we need to continue to do to preserve that water is vital to the Las Vegas area. We're not going to be able to grow. I mean, that's what, businesses, home builders, construction industry, they're all relying on this steady resource, and so we've got to make sure that we're continuing to do things that preserve that water, and I think this is a big step for us.
Scott, why is it that other states aren't doing what we're doing, the recycling and all of that stuff that we do, and we kind of take it for granted?
Yeah, well, it's not easy, right? It's that hard things. We're doing hard things, and I have to give it to the people here in the state of Nevada. I know some of us, we grumbled about it. It wasn't easy to do, but we've done our part. But we also invested in a lot, and we've got these evaporative coolers that'll be coming in. That's also policy that's going into place. Businesses are going to start installing them, and we're going to conserve even more water. It's just hard to do, and that's probably why the other states just haven't gotten on board. But we are the gold standard when it comes to conserving water. I don't think a lot of people know that either.
Scott, I know you're going to be traveling on Friday. Safe travels up to Carson City. I know we'll be talking with you throughout the session on a regular basis. Thank you so much, my good friend. And safe travels, and we'll talk with you from Carson City.
Thank you, and I do look forward to doing that once a week, talking to you and your listeners. So thank you very much. You guys have a great week.
Very good. Scott is a hero. He is a guy that I so admire because he cares about our kids. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And a quick check of the traffic cams. Overall, not too bad right now at 2:30 on a Tuesday afternoon. A little bit of congestion, though, on the Beltway 215 in the Henderson area. Eastbound at Valley Verde and westbound at Gillespie. You'll tap the brakes there. Watch for a stalled vehicle. It's on the right shoulder as you pass through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. Interstate 515 northbound at Main Street before it turns into US 95. Speaking of the 95, get a crash there at Kyle Canyon Road. That's northbound 95. And look out for incidents eastbound Sahara at Van Patten and southbound Buffalo. That's at Alta.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony DeZuri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by My Auto Service.
The Golden Knights are off for the All-Star break. They return February 7th in Nashville to take on the Predators. It's continuing their road trip. They entered the break, losing four in a row in seven of their last eight. Goalie Logan Thompson will represent the Golden Knights for the Pacific Division. The weekend festivities will be held in Sunrise, Florida. UNLV basketball on the road in Fort Collins tonight as they take on Colorado State. Rebels have won back-to-back games. They beat Nevada Saturday. Now 14-7 and 3-6 in the Mountain West, while Colorado State has lost three in a row and 7 of 9. NASCAR getting back to work this weekend, running the Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. It's a 150-lap main event, which will be held on a quarter-mile oval. This Sports Flash, powered by My Auto Service. I'm Tony DeZuri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670. KMZQ, talk radio done right.
O'Reilly. Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2x O Rewards points. Choose Syntec, available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now during Staples Sit-a-thon, select chairs are more than 50% off. Like the leather Vortex gaming chair. Now just $119.99 at Staples. You save $140. Plus get 2 2-ounce bottles of Purell hand sanitizer. Free with the Staples Connect app. So take a seat or two. Right now at Staples. The working, learning, and saving store. Offers end 2/4. Chair offer valid in-store and online. Purell limit 2. In-store only. While supplies last.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops, really any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Bank Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications to review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love it when we have Megan Barth on. And by the way, this hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Concerned Veterans for America. I talked with Megan earlier, and one of the things we talked about, Monday, of course, we've got the Nevada legislature that is going to be gaveling in. And I asked if she's ready for Nevada's legislature to gavel in next Monday in Carson City.
I think so. I really don't know what I'm preparing for because I've never really covered a full session of the legislature. The last time I was there was during an emergency session where they had the sofas roped off and most of the chambers were closed, and very odd time, of course, to be in the legislature. So I'm looking forward to it.
I know you you just posted a piece relative to leadership of the legislature as far as Republicans are concerned. Do you have any sense of what our approach is going to be on a number of different issues, including voter integrity?
Yeah, so, you know, we all pretty much watched the state of the state that the governor gave, a week or two ago now. And, you know, within that state of the state, he called for election integrity measures to roll back the transformative laws that the Democratic legislature passed unilaterally under the guise of COVID. Specific to those laws were unlimited ballot harvesting, unverified ballot harvesters, universal mail-in balloting, and then, of course, he pushed for voter ID. And so the Nevada Republican Assembly Caucus, the leadership of that caucus, wrote an excellent op-ed today, which appeared in the Reno Gazette Journal. And they not only mimicked his calls for election integrity measures, but they expounded upon their actions that are seen on the legislative docket by numerous Republican Assembly members, as well as they point out that it seems that the Democrats are still stuck in the COVID-19 dark ages. And that's exactly what it was, the COVID-19 dark ages. And the Democrats used COVID as an opportunity to transform our election laws. Unlimited ballot harvesting by unverified ballot harvesters was a felony prior to COVID. The Democrats codified that felony into law. And so what the Republican caucus of the assembly points out and features are the bills that are on the legislative docket. And what they contend is that these bills will meet the governor's goal of streamlined, modern, and secure elections. Assemblyman Gregory Hafen will present a bill that makes photo ID a requirement. Assemblyman Ken Gray, his bill requires that ballots are to be counted and received no later than 5 p.m. on election day. Why is that a problem with Democrats? We have 2 weeks of early voting. You get your ballots early. We should have election day, not election month. Assemblyman Toby Urich's bill calls for an election investigation unit, which is similar to Ron DeSantis's latest efforts in Florida. And then, of course, there's a handful of other assembly women, actually, who will present bills to increase election integrity in Nevada. I'm going to look into the legislative docket. They just published the language of some of these bills just yesterday, where before it was just a subject or a heading. So I'll look to see how those measures are advanced.
I know these are all really noble efforts by the Republicans, but they do realize they don't have the votes in either house. Is that essential to say?
No, absolutely, because they're looking at a Democratic legislative majority. And in response to Steve Sisolak's State of the State, Assemblyman Steven Yeager and Nicole Cannizzaro poo-pooed any sort of election reform. Steve Yeager actually said it was like listening or walking into the Twilight Zone, and that any reform measures were dead on arrival. You know, the Democrats continue to use the old canard, including Cisco Aguilar, our Secretary of State, who uses the soft bigotry of expectations when they say that voter ID disproportionately suppresses the vote of people of color. Because I guess people of color just have absolutely no way or means to get an ID, which is an absolute falsity. It's a lie. What Wisconsin has done, for example, in order to overcome the Democratic objection to voter ID, is they simply use the state's coffers to supply voter IDs or IDs to those people who are either too indigent or, you know, too rural or, I guess, just too off the grid to get an ID. So these reform measures that the Republicans are proposing are common sense, would instill integrity and confidence in the election system, but the Democrats don't want integrity, nor do they want confidence. Clearly, they want chaos, which we witnessed during the midterms.
Megan, you've followed this story, and you've talked with members of the Assembly and the State Senate. I'm just curious, is there any evidence at all that there is one, two, maybe three Democrats that could agree to some common sense voter integrity? I mean, it's popular. It's popular with the population. 65-70% love the idea. But is there any evidence that there's anybody willing to bargain?
No, there's no evidence of that. And why would they, when I think that unlimited ballot harvesting, the lack of voter ID, the lack of verification of ballots significantly benefits the Democratic majority? They didn't pass transformative election laws in the dark of the pandemic to help Republicans.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. One other issue that came to the forefront both during the speech and after the speech, and that is the governor's approach to education, giving $2 billion with no strings attached to the schools. And I guess my question is, have you heard that similar conversation, that criticism, that dangling $2 billion with no or else is kind of weak? What about from your perspective? Did you like the inclusion of the $2 billion in new money for education?
No, I didn't, because the last time we infused education with $1 billion, our rank in the nation fell 15 points. We went from 35th in the country in education until Republicans passed the largest tax increase in our state's history to, quote-unquote, fund education. And after they did that, the state has fallen to 50th. So I don't believe that a $2 billion infusion into a failing system is going to make one iota of difference. Now, what the governor claims is that this infusion does come with accountability measures, but he has not outlined what those accountability measures are. He has not outlined, you know, who is responsible for ensuring accountability, because if it comes down to the same folks that have overseen this failing election system, I can pretty much guarantee you that the election system, education system, that the education system, what if it moves up to 49th, that's an improvement.
That's not exactly.
We also have to understand that I think upwards towards 15% on average, students have or parents have removed their children from public schools. So the funding mechanism or the amount of funding that schools require has lessened because the student population has dropped considerably. And who can blame parents for pulling their kids out of public schools?
Good point. Good point. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, the editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com. Stay with us. A coaching vacancy, it looks like, has been filled, but at a high price. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. He'll have a lot to say about what's going on in the world. By the way, two, not just one, but two coaching vacancies have apparently been filled in the National Football League. They generally, the week of the Super Bowl, don't like any coaching announcements to be made, so they're jumping the gun. Who's gotten hired, and where's everybody going?
Well, since the 49ers season is over after their loss in the NFC Championship game, that opens up the window for DeMeco Ryans, who is the defensive coordinator for the 49ers, or should I, as of today, say the former 49ers defensive coordinator, because he's been hired as the new head coach of the Texans, the Houston Texans, the 32nd franchise of the 32 teams in the NFL. And you can take that a lot of different ways.
Nowhere to go but up.
What? Yeah, they're the worst team, and they were also the last team to be brought into the NFL back in the 2002 season when they expanded. Remember back, 95? That's the last season that the Browns were playing in Cleveland, and then they went to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Remember all that?
I do.
The other opening, and this is very interesting because Sean Payton, we remember him as the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. He compiled a record of 152-89, 631 winning percentage there, 9-8 in the playoffs. And he was victorious in Super Bowl 44 several years ago. And he has been hired as the new head coach of the Denver Broncos. Now, that comes with a price, too, Kevin, because he's still under contract with the New Orleans Saints for another couple of years through the 2024 season. So the Broncos, they collected a lot of capital along the way. With various trades. So they're going to be trading those away. They're giving up the number 30 overall pick this season, the San Francisco pick, in the first round. So they're giving up this year's first round pick for Sean Payton and the 2024 second and third round picks.
Whoa.
That is a heavy price. You're giving up three potential players. And who knows, maybe a potential superstar for a head coach. But, of course, a very successful head coach, and he brings in his system. They need to fix a very broken quarterback there in Denver who was on a trajectory for the Hall of Fame for Russell Wilson all those great years up in Seattle. But he was one of the worst quarterbacks in the entire league in Denver. So we'll see if Sean Payton can fix Russell Wilson in Denver.
But, boy, they had to pay an awful lot for him.
That's a heavy price. And I'm sure he's probably going to be making more than $5 million a year to be the head football coach, too.
Good for him. Good for him. And by the way, the Saints apparently, I guess, get off easy. They don't have to pay off the rest of the contract.
Yeah, they're done. They wash their hands. They move on. And they get extra draft capital, so things are looking up.
There you go. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Wayne Allen Root coming up top of the hour right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not